Turismo, viagens, experiências, mercado e negócios. A partir de agora, a equipe Brasil Travel News traz até você o seu podcast de turismo. A apresentação, Steven McIntosh.
Well, welcome to the Brazil Travel News podcast once again. My name is Steve McIntosh, working in Canada with Brazil Travel News, and today we're thrilled to have with us Lee Cockrell. Welcome to the podcast, Lee.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be with you again.
Thank you so much. Just a bit of context for the listeners. Lee, you've held executive level positions with Marriott and Hilton, and later became the executive VP of operations at Disney World Resort. 13 years you held that position and opened the park in Paris, oversaw 40,000 cast members, 20 hotels. The list goes on and on, really. five golf courses and so on. So you know a thing or two about management in the tourism industry.
That's because I'm old, see?
Well, we're so thrilled to have you as a guest on the podcast. You've also traveled to Brazil too, I think, and you've worked with the Miranda family and Brazil Travel News in the past, and you have strong connections with us. So we're happy to get your perspectives mainly on leadership in the tourism industry today, especially amid some changes that are happening in the industry. Yeah. You know, given your track record of such excellence and consistent delivery of high-level, excellent service throughout the years, what can you tell us about, you know, how do people face the ups and downs of business? Surely in your career you've faced some. And how have you maintained that consistent level of excellence throughout the years?
Well, for me personally, I think it's kind of how I'm wired. And I had a lot of experience and exposure. You know, I moved 11 times in my career, my wife and I. I worked for Hilton in Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles. Then I worked for Marriott in Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, Boston. And then I went to Paris and lived in Paris for 3 years. So I've been through 9/11. I've been through hurricanes. I've been through lots of ups and downs. I've been fired in my career. I've been passed over. So, you know, it's kind of like anything. The more you get exposure and the more experience you get, you kind of understand that all these things come and go. This will pass like everything else in the world. This is not the end of the world. But if you're young, and I have a granddaughter who just graduated from college, she's concerned, and a grandson who's working in Boston. And of course, if you haven't been through a lot of issues in your life, you think it's the end of the world, but it'll pass. I just see, and Universal Studios is going to open June 5th. They just announced a minute ago. And Disney probably won't be far behind. And so you just work your way through it. And I guess, and I think, you know, the key I had at most places, at Disney particularly, we hire great people. We train them really well. We treat them well. And they do a great job. This situation we're in now is more difficult because people are being laid off. And they're not sure when they're coming back, and they're not sure if they have a job, and so there's a lot of anxiety. And
when leaders are faced with those difficult decisions, having to lay people off and pay attention to the bottom line, and then when people come back to work after being home for a little while, maybe adapting to a different lifestyle, how do leaders reinvigorate the team to come back with that high level of commitment to customer service, especially at Disney, for example, where much of the experience comes down to the cast members and how they interact with the public?
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience for Disney is the frontline cast. I mean, when I always tell people, your people are your brand. I mean, when people talk about Disney, it's the experience they've had with the frontline cast, the characters, the entertainers, the person taking your ticket at the front gate, dining. And I think one thing, Some people are not going to be happy. I mean, they were laid off and they haven't had any income for maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Disney did pay them through for the first month. And then I think it just depends how quickly people get back, because a lot of people got the government check for $1,200 and then they got some state unemployment if they got it. And so some got by, but you always do damage when you lay people off. There's no question. Psychological damage. They're not sure that you really are on looking out for them. I always told people, unless you're committed to your people, they're never going to be committed to you. And these kinds of things hurt. No question. I think they will go back and do a great job. We have good leadership at Disney. A lot of people will be retrained, and a lot of people won't come back. I'm sure a lot of people have gone on and done something else by now. They've moved back to New York, or they moved to their parents' house, or so who knows? I don't even know if Disney knows how many are out there that are going to come back. And then others, if depends what kind of job you're in. If you're in IT or maybe marketing or sales or an engineer, companies are hiring. So some of the good people might move on. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, given that challenge that the tour destinations face and Disney faces, what can the managers and leaders within that industry do to help when people do come back or if they have to retrain new people? I know you've spoken about training and the importance of that. As well as the acknowledgement of that high level of work that that people do. So what can, looking forward, what can destinations and leadership of tour destinations and tour operators, what can they keep in mind to make sure that the employees know how much they're valued?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think the training is going to be totally different when they come back, because there's going to be so much of this safety training. There's going to be a lot more of that kind of thing they're going to have to pay attention to. They're going to also have to be, a discussion with all the cast members, that a lot of guests are going to be emotionally not happy when they have to wear a mask, and they're going to have to deal with that aggravation level. And so it's going to be more stressful, I imagine, in the beginning. So, but I think as an employer and a tour operator, I think you just got to pay attention to your customers right now. Ask them what they expect. One thing we do is sometimes we don't ask the customers what do they expect when they want to go on vacation, or what airline. I think Disney does a good job of trying to understand expectations so that you can try to fulfill them, because every guest has a different point of view on this. If you're older, you're more concerned than maybe if you're younger, and depends what country you're from. Now, Brazil's having a big outbreak right now, and that's going to concern a lot of people, and it concerns people here too. We're all wired differently. Depends what we've been through and what's going on in the culture we live in, and we're all worried about our parents and our children. And so I think you got to really be open-minded. I tell you, your guests, your customers know everything you need to know. And you got to talk to them and pay attention to them, because you'll learn some things you don't know. And if you talk to your employees, you'll learn some things you don't know, because your employees and your customers know everything you need to know if you're going to do a good job. And so many companies don't talk to them. It's fine. Ask them, hey, what do you think? How you doing? Are you ready to come yet? What will make you feel safe? What can we do to encourage you to rebook? I mean, it's all, it's the same old story. It's all about people, and people are all different. A good company is paying attention to each customer segment. And then you got the young girls, 15-year-olds that come on their celebration of their birthdays, and you got to get that all right. And I think the other thing to say, if you're coming to Disney or Universal, you're probably coming to a pretty safe environment, because they're going to do the job right. I can't speak for some little place somewhere else, but Disney's going to do it right, because they can't afford for this not to go well. So they're going to be very safe, and they're going to be very focused on the customer. And making sure that people are doing what they're going to have to do. But for the employees, having to enforce these rules is going to be hard. Because Americans, maybe Brazilians too, like to do what they want to do. They don't like rules. And so, you know, if you go to Japan, people follow the rules. But you go to the U.S. and Brazil and some other countries, people don't follow the rules. So I'm not worried about all the systems and standards. I'm worried about the people, the humans, their behavior. Right.
It's like driving.
Yeah. And I think be clear with them what the rules are so they're not surprised.
Right.
You know, make sure you tell them everything. And it's going to be hot and you got to wear a mask and blah, blah, blah. Make sure people know and then they can decide whether it's time to come now or wait till maybe September, October, November when it's cooler. And maybe we have a vaccine by the end of the year. Who knows? But
yeah. So, transparency, making sure people are prepared, know what to expect, no surprises, and that they're enrolled in the safety there before they make the decision to go, that they enroll in the process of that. Like that, a lot of what you're saying, speaking to the customer, speaking to the employee, these things make sense at an intrinsic level, you know, and they're, it reminds me of something else you said, and that's manage like a mother. And I really love that. Because that's,
your mother cares about you. Right. Your mother loves you. And so make sure you love your customers.
Exactly.
Make them feel safe and educate them.
Right.
Yeah, no question. It's pretty basic. You know, all people want to do is be safe. And especially if they're coming with children. I mean, mothers, don't mess with mothers and their children. You'll get in a lot of trouble.
Exactly. Something we can all relate to.
It's common sense. Don't try to manipulate people. Don't lie to them. Tell them the truth. Because you're looking for your customers to be long-term with you for years and years and years. You don't want to make them not trust you because that can damage you forever. So trust is everything, you know, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Exactly. Yeah. Lee, I wanted to ask you, I know you're an avid reader and you advocate, for other people to read daily and to keep up with things. What are you reading now? And is there anything that you recommend during this time for people to be reading?
Yeah, well, I've read, I read every night for 20, 30 minutes in bed before I go to sleep. And I read, one book I read is that I liked a lot was Leadership During Turbulent Times. It's about four U.S. presidents. You know, Lincoln had to go through the Civil War. You talk about the problems and the difficulties, the Depression, Roosevelt. So I learned a lot there. Another one was called, I'm reading right now, it's by a psychologist. It says, Maybe You Should Listen to Somebody. And it really starts to help you understand why people are the way they are. Insecurities, failed relationship. I really enjoyed that because I see some of me in there. And another one, The Spirit of America, which tells you why we are like we are with bigotry and racism and not treating people properly. And that was an eye opener of how America got started and what it went through. And, you know, a big part of the population is not happy about. They're still worrying about the Civil War 150 years ago. You know, I mean, it's like unbelievable. But it gives you a good understanding that so many people are really set in their ways and you can't change their opinion. You can only hope that time changes their opinion. So I'm reading those and I read the newspaper every day. And I have a lot of websites I follow just to see what's going on and just try to make sure. I want to get perspective so that I know, you know, if you know what's going on, you can be, I'm more comfortable that this is going to be fine because I'm looking at, you know, you got 100 companies working on a vaccine, 100. And you got 8 of them already in trials. And this thing's moving quick. And now they just announced they don't believe it. You can get it very easily from touching things. It's more about being too close to people and breathing it in, respiratory. So every day we're going to learn a little more. We're going to get a little more comfortable. And so you just got to do the best you can every day and try to figure out what's happening.
Exactly. And I think you what you mentioned too about reading some of these books to gain the perspective. You know, we gain some perspectives and principles that I think carry us through all kinds of different ups and downs, and like you said, turbulence during periods of time.
You know, probably most of your listeners' parents had a much rougher life than they're having. You know, ask your parents and grandparents about how bad it was, how hard it was. My grandmother went through the Spanish flu when she was about 12 years old in 1918, and they thought it was never going to get better, and it did. You know, I mean, it's like, after 9/11, oh my God, and we settled in, got back to normal. Mm-hmm. After the hurricanes, we get back to, I mean, it's
absolutely, yeah. Just, it's important to keep history in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. History is good to know because it gives you perspective. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you feel about, in terms of perspective on a long-term basis, have you used sort of a purpose statement with your own life and your own career? And I know that's an important concept with Disney. And what can you unpack a bit about the idea of having sort of a purpose statement that you can generalize through these different times?
Yeah, I don't know. You can call it a purpose statement or whatever you want, but I think the thing is for individuals to try to figure out what are they really trying to do while they're here. I mean, do you want to be a jerk? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to help people feel better? Do you want to be a trainer? Do you want to help people with their lives? I mean, if you don't know what you want to be, it's hard to get there because then you don't read the right things. You don't study. You don't take the right actions. And that's why I always talk about mothers. Mothers know what their role is. And that's to create great kids that are honest with integrity and trusting. And they want you to be healthy and they want you to be educated. And they know what their purpose is. I think a lot of people just think they're here to hang around, maybe live 50, 60, 70, 80 years and die. You know, I mean, that's, if you can get inspired about something, you'll be more excited. You'll get up earlier. You'll be happier. You'll know where you should spend your time. Where you spend your time is where you, that's how you get satisfaction in your life. Right. Like doing this with you. This is something I like to do. Training people. I like to do that. Writing. Giving my opinion, helping people when they're having trouble, to talk to them and try to give them a solution. And a lot of people a lot of people grew up in very difficult circumstances. They don't have a good education. They've never been anywhere. They're poor. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. So,
definitely. You know, I think that's a super interesting topic. You know, when you have that natural desire to want to help people, and when you're in a management position, when I think of other, you know, tourism destinations, perhaps there may be employees and different people working in that space from different walks of life. And when you're in this management role, like the one you were in for all of your career, yeah, how important is it to get everyone on the same page? And how do you do that? How do you bring those people up to help them the way that you want to in order to deliver that super high-end tourism experience for the tourists visiting the destination?
Well, it's definitely education, you know, and having great leadership that's a good role model. You know, if you have a great mom, she shows you the way every day by her actions, so what she does, what she doesn't do. And if you have great leadership in a company, they treat you respectfully. Your opinion counts. They want to know what you think. They give you appreciation. They tell you that you matter. They're glad to have you. And they train you and they help you with your continuing education and maybe having a better career. And when you are treated that way in all those ways, you change. No matter if you're poor or maybe you have a bad attitude, but if you get in a place where people treat you well over time, 1 year, 2 years, you will gradually, slowly change. It's like when you adopt a dog that's been abused, you know, when they first get them there. But over time, if they're in a loving family, they calm down. I mean, same old story. A lot of people have been abused. emotionally, with poverty, with lack of education, with not enough to eat. So leadership, whether it's a teacher in school or a boss, has that opportunity to, you know, maybe the mother couldn't do it, or maybe they don't have a father. I mean, but you can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. I assure you, you can help somebody.
Well, that's a very important message. And I totally agree. It's something that we can all take that principle and go with it. And if everyone does that, then, you know, if everyone helps one person, then that's all we need to do. Right.
Exactly. Perfect. Sometimes it's just a few kind words. Sometimes it's giving somebody a chance at a job to just get started, or helping somebody with their resume, or giving them the right websites to read every day so they can learn and get better at something.
Exactly. And, you know, so there's these long-term principles that can be utilized in various industries, including tourism. However, at the same time, there are changes, there's risks, and sometimes we jump in and sometimes we wait to see when's a good time to jump. I know now with some of the changes in communication and technology that we have, there's experiences that, say, for example, museums and other tourist destinations have been delivered in different media and virtual experiences. When I think of Disney and other destinations similar, well, it's hard to compare Disney to any others, but I think when you get there, part of the experience is being there. It's the nostalgia. It's not seeing it on your computer. It's actually physically being there in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
What do you think in terms of the future, if things pivot and there is a little bit more virtual experiences, how do people try and recreate that nostalgia and that experience of being within the atmosphere?
Well, we're going to see a huge leap in technology advances. People are working on all kinds of things right now. It's kind of like the space program, all the things that came out of that we never imagined. It's happening right now. If you're on the internet every day, something's being invented a new way, artificial intelligence, and young people will adapt quickest. It'll be old people like me that have probably more of a problem, but young people adapt very quickly, and they're already comfortable with technology and how it's. But again, I think this will be, I don't know how, it could be 2 or 3 years. It could be a year. Could be, who knows? It'll come back. There'll be some semblance of normal that will come back. And it's kind of like the airlines. Think of all the things that changed after 9/11. Oh man, getting to the airport, getting your boarding pass, having your passport. I mean, everything got more difficult, but now we're all used to it. We just do it. And the young people don't know any different. It's always been that way. You know? So it depends how old you are, what exposure you had, what experience. And who knows? Yeah. Life will do what it wants to do.
That's right.
And you will either adjust or you'll be unhappy.
That's right. That's an obvious choice to make there, right? Yeah.
And you'll find your enjoyment in other ways too. I mean, my wife and we're spending a lot more time together. Yesterday we took about an hour drive out into the country and to buy a loaf of bread from a German bakery. We drove an hour just for fun. And then we had an ice cream cone for lunch. So then that was it. That was our day, but it was great. We felt good. Yeah. And it's, you can do things like this, what we're doing right now. There's a lot of opportunity coming. I'm developing 10 courses now that'll be online in the next few weeks on all kinds of subjects that people, and the schools, the students are learning to do things online and to work together online. And students are already that way because that's the way universities work also, groups working together. But the entertainment will be the hard part. You know, that'll be the hard part. Like Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, those kinds of things, you know, or going to Las Vegas, you know, or just going out to a conference, or those are going to be tricky in the beginning, but we'll see.
We'll see. You know, like you said, you've developed courses, you make contributions to this field of knowledge and leadership, and management, customer service through various media. And you've known different times, but you certainly have become a leader in the world of online communications and social media now. Is there any resource that you could recommend that other people might find of value to help them adapt and move in this way?
Yeah, I think, we use all the social sites. We have Facebook, we have LinkedIn, we use Twitter, we use all of them. Every day we're posting something. I don't post those. We hired a young college girl. We gave her, she goes through the books, she looks for things, she posts them under my name. So you can hire. Go out and find a young person in college, or any young person can help you do this. And you don't have to pay them that much. They won't charge you that. A lot of them will do it for free to get the experience, and tell them what you want. I want to be on all social sites every day about my product, and they'll help you create little videos, 1 minute videos, 2 minutes. And I go on the internet, go through and look at what people are doing on LinkedIn. Look at the little videos that are, there's so much. If you just get online yourself, I get a million ideas every day. I get ideas about how I'm going to take that idea. I'm going to do that. We're going to do it. I even hired my granddaughter. She's doing work for me right now because she just graduated, and she's got a degree in marketing and sales, and she's very adept at technology and that kind of thing. So, hey, I put her to work. But you can, if you want to be out there, you don't have to know it, but you can find somebody around, a cousin, a student, somebody. These kids know how to, they know more than you'll ever know. And they keep up, and they can make Absolutely. All kinds of, and you can do it real well. You just got to get started and get on and improve it every day. And you got to have a product that's got some reason people would buy it. I mean, it's got what is it? What do you want me to buy? Tell me what's it going to do for me? Like right now, a lot of people want a vacation and they need one. And if long as you make them feel safe, they'll buy one. That's the barrier. Sometimes it's price. Sometimes it's safety. Sometimes it's different things, figure out what the barrier is for your product. Either improve the product or improve the marketing.
A bit of both. Now, Lee, something that you also do, but I don't think you delegate this to anyone else. You write a lot. You're a prolific writer. You've written 4 books. Yeah. I was curious to know: do you have any future book projects on the go?
Yeah, I mean, we have a 5th book, which was I did with a professor at the State University of New York. It's a business 101 course for freshman students on business, how to understand the basics of business, the terms, appreciation, depreciation, cash flow. We did that, and it's been taught now for 3 semesters, and we're about to start selling that online also for some schools that like to buy it and use it for their own students, or individuals who would like to have a basic understanding of finance. And I'm just, we're developing some work, documents and content for school teachers to help them with. So you'll see a lot of things coming, and they're good. We're just using technology like this. In fact, we actually do them on Zoom.
And that's great. I think it's wonderful that you're sharing your knowledge and experience like that, and with us too, with Brazil Travel News and the podcast here with all our listeners. It's great when people with this experience are generous and share their ideas and their experiences, what's been successful for them and the challenges, how you've overcome them. At this time, there's a lot of, a lot of people are wondering what's the future going to look like in the tourism industry. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that you can offer for tour operators and destinations, how they can position themselves to ensure sustained future of success in the tourism industry?
Well, I think the one thing, and I work with some tour operators, and you've got to really, right now is the time to be staying in touch with your customers. if you've got customers that have done business with you in the past, you should call every one of them individually. I don't care how long it takes. You should have people in your office calling them. How you doing? How's everything going? Anything we can provide for you? When would you like us to get back to you? Maybe it's next July. Maybe it's in a month. Maybe, you know, there's nothing like staying in touch, you know, because that's why I do everything online. I want people to remember me when they want a speaker or when they want, you know, I want to be top of mind. And you've got to quit. You got to chase the relationship. Don't chase the money. Chase the relationship. The money will come. This is how life works, you know. Mm-hmm. Do something for your customers before you want them to do something for you. And a lot of people don't want to do the hard work back here so that the money comes later. And they've got to trust you. That's all I'm telling you. If they don't trust you, you better figure out every message you have. It's about trust, and you tell them the truth, and you've got all the answers. And this is we've never been through this before. So it always goes back to relationships and people and them trusting you. People who trust me do business with me.
Absolutely, yeah.
I had a lot of speeches booked, right? And I had contracts and I had deposits for out 6-7 months. And I gave everybody their money back, canceled them. I didn't question it. I didn't try to enforce the contract, nothing. Mm-hmm. That will pay off later.
Exactly. We all have to be reasonable. We hope so. Hope so, right?
Even Delta Airlines gave me $7,000 back, and I rented a house in Carmel, California with a $10,000 deposit. They just gave it back, and I'll do business with them as soon as I can.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It comes down to human interactions and being reasonable, right? Well, it's
a lot of people are not very good at this because they are trying to screw you. So they worry about money right now, and financial problems are a big deal. This is hard. A lot of companies are really struggling with cash flow, and so you gotta get it balanced. Do the best you can.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I think your inspiration and your advice today will help people who do face some of these challenges, and they can all keep in mind, you know, like you mentioned, there's 9/11, the Spanish flu, other, you know, ups and downs that have come and gone, and, you know, better days lie ahead. So I think, you know, we can look towards a brighter future, and we really appreciate your contribution to the podcast here, Lee.
Yeah, sure.
The whole Miranda family, Paula Miranda and the rest of the family said for me to send you a big hug, and looking forward to connecting in the future in person. And I'm, like I said, I'm up here in Canada, but next time I'm in Florida, I hope I meet you as well.
Let me know. I go to Canada a lot. I do a lot of work in Canada. And where are you?
Right now I'm in Corner Brook, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, really? I've never been there. Very cool. Well,
you're more than welcome to come once it opens up.
Well,
hey, I've great to have you.
Tell the family hello. I have hugged all of them in the past.
You will again soon.
Okay.
Soon enough. Thank you so much, Lee. Have a good night.
Good to see you. Take care. Okay,
good
bye-bye.
To see you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
A equipe Brasil Travel News trouxe até você o seu podcast de turismo. A apresentação, Steven McIntosh.